you love to travel and save money? Or do you wish you could travel but money is holding you back? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Families Fly Free podcast, where I show you how to fly your family free forever using my simple fly free formula. I'm your host, Lynn Mettler. My family of four has mastered the art of flying free as simply as possible since 2015, and I want to show your family how to do it too. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Families Fly Free podcast. I'm Lynn Mettler. Well, Thanksgiving week is upon us, and the experts are predicting one of, if not the biggest travel period since the pandemic began. And we also have weather on the horizon, from freezing temperatures to wind to low clouds, which causes problems with visibility. And apparently wind and this low clouds are the most common weather-related reasons for flight delays. So combine that all together, and there is a good chance that you will experience a delay or a cancellation, unfortunately, of some sort, if you are traveling over this busy Thanksgiving period, which my family will be doing as well. So we will be right there in the mix with you guys, headed to Walt Disney World. And on a side note, I'm going to report back when we return all about the new Genie Plus system, which has replaced FastPass. I've spent the last week studying this new system, and it is not easy. It's quite complicated. In fact, you have to really have a good strategy in place beforehand. You have to get up at 7 a.m. and start making your selections. You have to really know which rides you do and don't want to ride, or which ones are top priority. And then on top of that, and that's a paid addition to your park ticket. On top of that, there's another level of paying you can do to get on. There's two rides per park that are an additional fee per person. If you want to just bypass the line, you can also just try to get in line. But apparently if you don't do it first thing, you may be in a hours long wait for some of these more popular rides. So I will be reporting back on that in the future. If you want to follow along on Instagram at Families Fly Free, you can see more about our trip there, and I will give some little snippets about how we're doing with the strategy that I have put together. And inside my Families Fly Free membership coming up, we will do a full webinar about Genie Plus and bring in myself and some of our different members who have tried it out and share with you all the hacks and the secrets and the strategies that are working best. So on that note, I did want to let you know that we will have a special offering coming up on Black Friday for the Families Fly Free membership. So be sure you are subscribed to our email list. You can find that at familiesflyfree.com. You can join the email list and you will get notified of our special offer, which will be going on throughout Black Friday. So check that out, or you can just head to familiesflyfree.com/join to see what that offer is on Black Friday. So I hope you'll consider joining us. If you haven't yet, take advantage of this good deal. Okay, so speaking of delays, we are going to talk today about what you can do to give yourself the best chance at avoiding these delays. So at some point, it may be inevitable, but there are a few things that you can do, a few steps you can take to try and help reduce the odds that you might experience one of these. And I know my colleague, Cami, who I interviewed a couple of weeks ago about her trip to Utah, she already had a delay yesterday. That was Monday, November 22nd, trying to get to her destination. So it's already begun. The first thing that I recommend is, if you can, try to grab a nonstop flight instead of a connecting flight. So of course, the more connections that you have, the more potential you have for delays. That's just another flight segment that could potentially be delayed. And I know we're talking about how to save on travel, and a lot of times the connecting flights are the cheaper ones, but that isn't always the case, in fact. So I encourage you to double check that before you assume that's the case.
sometimes the nonstop flights are less expensive. Now, additionally, inside the Families Fly Free membership, we have some great hacks that work right now that allow you to change a connecting flight to a nonstop flight without paying an increased fare. So we have some ways to make that happen with that and still get the cheap price. So that's one of the great hacks that we share inside the membership that our members have been able to do quite a lot with. So that's tip number one. Tip number two is to fly early in the day if you can, because again, the later in the day you get, if there have been delays, those are just going to keep stacking on top of each other, and the airline's going to get further and further behind as the day goes on. And by the time, say, evening rolls around, and that's when my colleague Cammy was flying, it was in the evening, later in the evening, you know, you have a much higher chance of something being delayed. And again, we can't always choose if we want to fly in the morning or the evening, but if you have that option and it works for your schedule, try to pick the earlier flight over the later flight. We have seen, you know, issues when there's any kind of a weather problem, even a small one that causes delays. It has sort of a domino effect throughout some of these airline systems because they're struggling with having enough staff right now, and they can't get their people to where they need to be quickly enough to keep the flights going. So you just want to try to avoid that, of course, if you can, and give yourself the advantage of flying earlier. And if you have status with an airline, you know, certainly you can try to catch an earlier standby flight as well, and that you can not have to pay the increased fare for that either. You could have bought a cheaper fare later in the day, and then you may be able to move to standby for an earlier flight and not pay any more for it. And that, again, is a way you can play around with our hack too, is if you've booked a more expensive flight. If you've booked a later in the day flight because it was less expensive, you may be able to move it to earlier in the day, even to a more expensive flight without paying that. So it's very handy right now. Okay, another thing to try, and your plans may already be in place now, but it's something to think about for the future, or if you're able to make any changes. And of course, you know, on Southwest, my preferred airline for flying free, you can make changes to your flight at any time without paying a change fee. And that, aside from the fact that you can fly them free to so many more places than you ever could on any airline and bring so many more people with you, the fact that I can change my Southwest flight for me is one of just the biggest reasons I love to fly them. I've gotten to where I can hardly stand the thought of I'm locked into a particular flight or a day or a time or destination. I love the ability to book something that I think might be interesting and then cancel it if we decide it doesn't work. Or if someone in my family gets sick, we can cancel the flight. Or if we decide we want to go a day earlier or a day later, we can do that. For example, we just did that in October. We were also in Orlando at Universal Studios. And right up until really the week before, we were still changing around the days that we wanted to go because we decided to kind of change our plans a little bit and focus just on Universal and not do Disney on that trip. So we shortened our trip a little bit. And we were able to do that because we had a Southwest flight and they have such a flexible change policy. So the third tip is to consider less busy days. There are certain days of the week that are high travel days, like Monday and Friday. So the least busy days tend to be Tuesday and Wednesday. So those usually have the cheapest fares. You can go back and listen to our episode about that. But they also have the fewest people flying. And so that can help you avoid delays as well, is picking days where there's not as many flights happening. And again, you're reducing, there's fewer flights, there's less chance of delays, et cetera. So probably the next best day would be Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday would be your best options because Monday you have a lot of business travelers. You have people coming back from a long weekend. Friday, of course, you have people going away for the weekend. Sunday, you have people coming back from the weekend. Thursday is not terrible, but you may have people who are, you know, headed out for a long weekend and choosing to fly out on Thursday instead of Friday. And another option would be to fly on the actual holiday itself if you're trying to fly during holiday periods. So like we've flown on New Year's Eve before, and that was much quieter. New Year's Day is going to be quieter. Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day, all of those days are going to be quieter days to fly. So if you're able to do that, if it works with your schedule, then that's another option that you can take to try to reduce delays. My number four tip is to try to avoid certain airports. So there are just some airports that have, it seems, more delays and troubles than others. The one that we have had the most problems with, or have seen others have the most problems with in the last year, is Denver, which is unfortunate because Denver is one of my favorite airports to fly into. They have such great food options, a variety, and many of them are continue to be open throughout the pandemic. So we're very familiar with Denver. It's big. We like it. So, but they seem to have been right at square in the middle of multiple. We've seen particularly Southwest have these big issues. Denver always seems to be involved. And so Denver, you know, also has the potential for weather because it's in the Rocky Mountains, or it's right at the base of the Rocky Mountains there. So you always have potential for icing, for snow. They seem to have bad storms in the summertime. You know, they have tornado shelters very prominently in the airport there. So if you can try to avoid Denver, I would recommend it. And in fact, when we flew through Denver this summer, we just missed by an hour, like the whole power went out at the airport. And we had just flown out of Denver into Anaheim or Orange County. And I just saw in my news feed that the whole power had shut down, and it was just an hour after we'd left. So when something like that happens, of course, that's going to throw everybody off. And I've even heard Southwest representatives, when I've been talking to them, explain how Denver is such a busy airport that they very often have to move around flights just by like 5 minutes, 10 minutes to try to fit all the different airlines in for their departure takeoff time. So it's just a busy one. The one that I have the next most problems with, and I would say probably more of a history of issues with, is Atlanta. My dad lived in Atlanta, so I have flown into Atlanta many, many times. And, you know, Atlanta is definitely someplace you may fly through on the way to the Caribbean or to Florida or to anywhere in the South. That's the big airport. And it is notoriously, I mean, I think it is the biggest or one of the biggest airports in the world. Lots going in and through in Atlanta, and therefore a lot of potential for disruption. And we have experienced disruption over time in Atlanta. And even I've even seen like the luggage delays there, just not handling that well, maybe not enough staff, luggage backing up as it's coming off of the turnstile there, and just continual all variants of problems in Atlanta. So those are definitely two to try to avoid if you can. They, you know, and of course, busier airports are going to have more problems too. The DC area airports, O'Hare in Chicago, LAX in LA, LaGuardia or JFK probably would be the big one in New York City. So if you cannot fly through those airports, that's probably better. Pick a smaller one. For example, when we're flying out to the West Coast, we prefer to fly into Orange County, like I mentioned, instead of LAX. It's a much quieter experience. There's much fewer people going through there. And again, we also have a hack to help you change to a nearby airport without, maybe cheaper to fly into LAX. You can book that one and then change it to another nearby airport without paying that increased fee. So those are my top tips to avoid delays. And I just wanted to mention a number five is have a backup plan in mind before you depart for your travels during these busy seasons. So We have opted for travel insurance. You can go back and listen to my episode about why we decided to do that. We decided to pick annual travel insurance. So all four of us are covered for a year. Of course, there's limits to that. But so going, say, to our trip to Disney World, if we experience any kind of delays, I picked a policy that will allow us, if our Southwest flight is canceled for some reason, we'll be able to book any other airline that same day and go ahead and get to Disney World rather than lose a day of our trip that we have planned and purchased park tickets for and the Christmas party there and all of that. We don't want to be out that expense. So we would just book the next best time that we could find on any airline. We would charge it to a credit card. Then we would file a claim with the travel insurance company and they would reimburse us within a few weeks when we got back, you know, ideally within enough time to pay down that travel credit card before we're charged interest. So that's my backup plan. And I'm recommending that to everyone right now until we get through this staffing issue with the airlines and these continued delays that we are seeing, just to cover yourself, give yourself peace of mind, know that your trip is not going to be ruined. And I have had many people who had to just completely cancel a trip or their trip totally got screwed up because of this. So don't do that. Plan ahead. The other thing I would advise is just coming up with another backup plan. If you don't have travel insurance, what will you do if your flight is canceled? Will you rent a car and drive to where you want to go? I sat next to a lady on the plane coming back from Orlando in October who was in the Southwest Florida mess in October, and they were scheduled to go to Disney World. And they ended up, I think I told the story in the travel insurance one, but, and they, the airline couldn't get them there for a couple more days. They just opted to rent a car and drive from Indiana all the way down to Orlando. So if you can think through that ahead of time and think, where will you go to rent the car, have things kind of ready to go if you need to do that, or will you just say, never mind, and go ahead and book yourself on another flight with another airline if you can, if it's reasonable, and then try to get Southwest, if that's the airline that caused the trouble, to reimburse you. Anyway, just think through that. What's your plan B? And we've heard, and this doesn't work necessarily over the holidays, but a lot of people right now are having like a destination plan A and a destination plan B. So if a particular destination doesn't work out for some reason, they can't get there, or there's some sort of restrictions in place that they don't want to have to deal with, then they go to destination B and they literally have both of them booked and ready to go, and they cancel the one that they're not going to take. Of course, you can do that on Southwest because there's no change or cancellation fee. So you can do that. That works best in points, however. So those are my tips for getting you on your way this Thanksgiving weekend or the upcoming holidays. I hope that none of you have delays. I hope everything goes smoothly. I hope everything goes smoothly for our trip as well. I will report in on what the airports look like and such on Instagram. Again, at Families Fly Free, if you want to follow that. And then keep an eye on familiesflyfree.com/join for our Black Friday special offer. And again, if you want to join our email list, we'll also send out a notification that way, and you can join that at familiesflyfree.com. All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
If you're ready to fly your family free forever, I invite you to join my Families Fly Free membership. You'll learn how to stop paying for airfare throughout the US, Caribbean, and Europe so you can make those priceless family travel memories before your kids or even your grandkids leave home for good. And you'll learn it using my simple, proven formula that's helped hundreds of families. Plus, it's risk-free. You either get your investment in the membership back in free travel, or I give you your money back. You can get more information at familiesflyfree.com/join.